Now let's take Mercury as Amatekarka in Chatvisha in different houses. Let's begin with the second house in this one, the house of speech, wealth, family and communication. So Mercury essentially wants to talk or write, isn't it? When it comes to professions. In second house, what does it make? Career streams. Medical writer, research communicator, health analyst, digital consultant, data strategist, or analyst for health tech or educational tech institutions. Professor or educator in psychology, neuroscience or linguistics. Copywriter, media strategist for ethical brands. AI communicator or UI UX researcher, blending logic with empathy. That's the general variants. Now let's see by conjunction. Mercury with Mars becomes a software engineer. Excellent software engineers. Mercury plus Mars in Chatvisha, because it's Aquarius. But in health tech, scientific analyst or legal reformer. See the variants in communication and variants in career. Even with the same planet, even with Mercury as Amatyakaraka. So you have to see conjunctions. Mercury with Venus makes a brand designer, media strategist, social media director, which is to say articulation with aesthetics and empathy. Mercury with Moon makes a counselor, an emotional education teacher, therapeutic communicator, a voice that nurtures minds. Mercury with Jupiter, academic writer, consultant, ethics teacher, communicating through higher knowledge, Jupiter. That is, the teacher and the student become one, Mercury and Jupiter. Mercury and Saturn, data analyst, compliance auditor, institutional writer. So Mercury and Saturn makes excellent data analysis people, especially in Aquarius, in Chatvisha, because it's an abstract nakshatra. Mercury plus Rahu, AI researcher, artificial intelligence researchers come from Mercury and Rahu. Digital journalist, tech communicator, reform through new informational mediums, which is like AI-based now. Mercury plus Ketu, research scientist, investigator, forensic writer, sort of a detached analytical communication. Ketu always goes background, isn't it? Rahu, as much as it wants public visibility, social media, Ketu wants to do it in the background. It doesn't want to do with anything with limelight. Ketu is a withdrawn person, isn't it? So you combine the Mercury aspect with Ketu, it makes excellent researchers. In Chatvisha, they might be even researching about the collective since it's in Aquarius. Next one, we shall deal with sixth house, the house of daily work and reform.